This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Vikshit Bharat at the rate 2047 is the ambition of every Indian. Addressing the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today, Mr. Modi said that states can play an active role to achieve this aim as they are directly connected with the people. The Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog is underway at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre. Mr. Modi, who is also the chairman of Niti Aayog, is chairing the meeting. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories, union ministers as ex officio members and special invitees, and the vice chairman Suman Berry and members of Niti Aayog are attending the meeting. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today planted a sapling in honor of his mother Kesari Devi under the afforestation camp Ek Per Ma Ke Naam at Asita Park along the river Yamuna in Delhi. The Ek Per Ma Ke Naam campaign was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the occasion of World Environment Day last month. It is aimed at planting a tree as a tribute to one's mother, thus highlighting the commitment to protecting Mother Nature and making sustainable lifestyle choices. A meeting of BJP rural state chief ministers will be held in New Delhi this evening. The meeting will be held at the party headquarters. The meeting to be held at the party headquarters will also be attended by senior BJP leaders. It is taking place after the Lok Sabha elections and days after the presentation of the union budget. More effective implementation of government schemes, feedbacks from the states and other issues are expected to be taken up during the high-level meeting. The nation is paying tribute to former president and renowned scientist Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his 9th death anniversary today. Dr. Kalam played a crucial role in India's space and missile development programs. Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, also known as the Missile Man of India, passed away on this day in 2015. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh Mandavia today said that the new internship scheme introduced in the recently presented union budget will facilitate employment, skilling and other opportunities for more than 400 crore youth over a five-year period. Talking to media, the minister said that the experience acquired from internship at top companies will enhance skills and improve employability of the youth. The Ministry of Minority Affairs' ongoing event Lok Samvardhan Parv at Delhi Hut in New Delhi showcasing the schemes, programs and achievements of the ministry. The 16-day festival is part of the 100-day action plan of the Union Government, highlighting the activities to promote crafts, products, arts and India's rich cultural traditional activities from all over the country, along with the success stories under the ministry's various schemes. Speaking to media, National Minorities Development and Finance Corporation Chairman cum Managing Director Dr. Abha Rani Singh said that the festival is hosting 162 arts, craft and native product stalls of various multidisciplinary artisans from 30 states and union territories of India. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, there has been an exchange of fire with unidentified person on a forward post in Kamkari area of Machal sector on the line of control in Kupwara district today. According to defense sources, one Pakistani national has been killed while two army soldiers suffered injuries during the operation. The operation was continuing till reports last came in. Further details are awaited. Amidst thunderclouds and heavy rain, the Paris Olympic 2024 got off to a stunning start last night. The focus now shifts on to the sporting events today. India began the campaign on day one of the games in 7 events, including badminton and hockey. In the men's singles, Skulls Heats Balraj Panwar finished 4th in heat 1, having finished his race in 7-7-11, and will be competing in the repechage round tomorrow, where he will get another opportunity to reach the quarterfinals. Two people were killed after a three-story building in Belapur area of Navi Mumbai collapsed today. The fire brigade rescued two people from under the debris and they were admitted to the hospital. Other 40 residents of this building are safe. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde took stock of the situation and instructed municipal commissioner to give all assistance to people affected by this incident. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris received endorsements from over 40 former Justice Department officials after Joe Biden decided not to run for election. They praised her experience and view her as a safeguard for democracy. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.